ไอนันดัตนุจักิงคลัง
ไอนันดัตนุจักิงคลัง
ปฏิตัมมาวิชเมบาวามบุโ
รปฏิตัมมาวิชเมบาวามบุโร
วิปายาตาวปาตาปันกะจา
วิปายาตาวปาตาปันกะจา
จิตาจุลิสาดิชังวิจินตยา
จิตาจุลิสาดิชังวิจินตยา
อายิAinandatanuya kinkaram
Aynandatanuya kinkaram
Patitamma vishame bhavam budho
Patitamma vishame bhavam budho
Vipayata vapara pankaja
Vipayata vapara pankaja
Itadulisa drisham vichintaya
Itadulisa drisham vichintaya
Ainanda Tanujar Kinkaram
Ainanda Tanujar Kinkaram
Patitamam Vishame Bhava Budyo
Patitamam Vishame Bhava Budyo
Vipaya Thavapara Pankaja
Vipaya Thavapara Pankaja
Itaduli Sandrisham Vichintaya
Itaduli Sandrisham Vichintaya
Ainanda Tanujar Kinkaram
Ainanda Tanujar Kinkaram
Patitamam Vishame Bhava
Patitamma vishame bhavamudho
Vipayatava pada pankaja
Vipayatava pada pankaja
Sitaduri sadrisham vichintaya
Sitaduri sadrisham vichintaya
One more to do, please.
Ainanda tanuja kintaram
Ainanda tanuja kintaram
Patitamma vishame bhavamudho
Patitamam Vishame Bhavam Budho Vipayata Vapada Pankaja Sitaduri Sadrisham Vichintaya
Thank you. Oh my Lord, Oh Krishna, Son of Maharaj Nanda, I am your eternal servant. But because of my own fruitive acts, I have fallen into this horrible ocean of missions. Now please be causeless and merciful to me. Consider me a particle of dust at your lotus feet. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale
Shrimadre Bhakti Vedanta Swami Namine
Namaste Saraswati Deve
Gaurangi Vrajaye
Nirvishesha Sunyavadi
some helpful tips how to spend your self allocate on the, in the best way possible. This morning I was thinking a little bit about yesterday's workshop. We heard in that workshop a tip of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur how to bring one's chanting to a success. He mentioned three points. One is we should chant in the company of saintly devotees. So as I sat before my little altar, I looked at the picture of Srila Prabhupada and begged him for the holy name. And remembered also the earlier meditation from Harinath Chintamani, where the disciple invites the spiritual master on a specially prepared seat, and then chants next to him the holy name. I felt great happiness in my life. Actually, this morning was my best morning in the retreat. Then I remembered the second advice, that is to chant in a secluded atmosphere. So I made a conscious effort to really see that everything was peaceful. I closed the door because there were some people, nice people, most probably doing a walk and talking loud about life. I wanted to focus wanted the seclusion to be then. Also practiced then an inner seclusion where I just stopped my millions of thoughts, the constant clutter and the noise of the mind, and then just had a peaceful thing. And then I thought about today's verse, which for me always brings out the best of my determination. The third tip was to chant with an inner determination, and there is no greater determination to be found when someone is in an ocean drowning and all of a sudden becomes aware, if I'm not making now a determined effort to swim, my life will be gone. It is very interesting that in our Vaishnava philosophy, this image of a drowning person making a last effort is always used. For instance, Yamunacharya has written a verse in Stota Ratna, the jewel of prayers, and he said, "My Lord, I was drowning in an unlimited ocean, and I was drowning, I was dying. Then I cried out, 'Help, help, is there anyone who can help me?' But no one came. Only then I found you. You came to save me." No? And you became the safe shore on which I found shelter. This image of someone drowning is repeatedly invoked. And you find such an image in the Kalki Purana, you find it here, the Shikshastaka. And I once met one devotee who explained to me what it is like to drown. It was, I don't know his name now very clearly. He was in Alachua. He was you know, when you become old, you have these embarrassing memory gaps, and you just can't remember. Anyways, I had been in this Ichakatu River. It's a very clear river for where they make bottled drinking water, and I swam in that river like we all do. It's a very cooling river. You will find the sannyasis of ISKCON swimming there, and a kilometer behind them the Matajis, and you know that's the river where you can find everyone in Florida. And he told, we were drying each other up after we had bathed sufficiently, and he told me only a 3 years ago I was also on the ground after being in the water, but I was shaking and crying. Do you want to hear my story? He said, sounds interesting. Please talk. And he told me a story that he had gone into the ocean and he wanted to swim where the pelicanos were. You know, these are not pelicanos. What are they called? They have this pelicans. They have this, they catch fish with this, you know? They have this big thing. And I'm not sure you find this in that ocean. You know, they have like almost a net here. And they look very pelican-like. So he had swum out to just associate with the pelicans a little bit. And all of a sudden he was captured by a current and brought into the high sea. He was brought with a lot of force, a lot of speed, and the water was just pulling. At one stage, apparently trying to pull him under, and he was trying to save himself. But as he was swimming, it's called an undertow. You know, it's somehow, I don't know what it is. It is somehow pulling you under the water. As he swam, he became more and more grabbed by this current. It more and more went down out in the sea, and he started to think of his family, his children, and what he would lose. He looked at the sun, he described to me. It was such a sunny day that it was the last time he would see the sun. And he was not remembering Krishna, he told me, because it was so absolutely panicful, and it was so sad. Such a sad story. You know, now he would be very soon dead, and it would be not pleasant to drown. And so he understood that. And at the very last minute, somehow, as he was drowning, he shouted out by habit. It was only a habit. Krishna! And as he shouted out Krishna, he told me something happened. That force which had always tried to suck him under, it boxed him up. Bang! You fool. It felt like you fool. He was boxed up by the water with a verbal sound of pledge. You know, and then the thing, the current, to somehow turned and washed them off the beach. You know, eventually, it was a long, long thing, a long day, and he was saved. And I asked him, how was it? How did it feel like? And he said, terrible. Can you please be a little bit more precise? I'm very interested. What did you feel? He said, I know you want to know what that was really like. And then he thought a little and he said, I felt so absolutely helpless. And I felt under the control of a higher force which could undo me, which could just kill me now. And I was helpless. And this, the realization of feeling so absolutely under the control of someone else, was the most terrible thing. I felt I was under the control of the ocean. There was nothing I could do to escape that control. Hare Krishna. The listening image which Mahaprabhu invokes in the fifth shloka, the image how we should chant. We should chant understanding that we are in the Jagat. Jagat means the changing universe. For us it looks all so stable and so fixed, but nothing here is fixed. Only your death is fixed. You have written it on your forehead, and those who know to read foreheads can tell you 20 more years, you know, 50 years. And so on. It is written on your forehead. Yet there's a way to tell. If you want, I can, after the lecture, tell you how to do it. It's frightening. If a person who knows the art looks at you, he is frightened. Everyone here in this room will die. No one will get out of here alive. It's fixed. As Ravindra Swarup Prabhu says, we are all marked for destruction. You know, like the trees in the German forest, because in the American forest they have an X. You know, those trees which are marked by the woodcutter, we all have an X marked for destruction. That's very nice. Oh, we chant Moni Maharaj laughs joyfully because he is already beyond the bodily concept of life. So nice how nice a life now it is. You know. You will die. Joyfully breaks out in laughter. So, but I know when any one of us is in the process of being pulled in the ocean, he will only Chandramouli Maharaj will laugh, you know, as the water grabs him and pulls him, and he goes, oh, 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 oh. No, it's time to move this. No, we know. It is tough for the rest of us. Cry out. This is Mahaprabhu's philosophy. Chant, it should be a cry. And Prabhupada said it should be like a child calling after the mother. And this particular mood is so difficult to teach in a japa workshop. I would love to take all of you in the boat, really, and then drill, and I will do this on one Java workshop. I just see the beautiful islands, the day of the holiday, and then I will go. will go down. And you will always, and I will say, this is like Madhava, this is your last mantra. And you will know how to chant at that time. I'm making really plans, you know, for this. Because otherwise, how can you teach somebody how to call out for Krishna? It's not easy. But Mahaprabhu really says this is the way. Prabhupada wrote about this. Those under the shelter of the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can understand that this mode of worship of the Supreme Lord Krishna in separation is the real worship of the Lord. When the feelings of separation become very intense, oh Krishna, save me, one attains the stage of meeting Sri Krishna. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's kirtans were known to be like this. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu kirtans chanted, started, they would start very slow, and he would then get into a mood of calling out for Krishna, which was just so real that everyone got infected and got into this mood. Later, after he had disappeared, he had given his style of kirtan to Narottam Das Thakur. And a kirtan of Narottam Das Thakur started like this. It started first with a mridanga zoli. His mridanga player was Deva Devi. Deva something, I don't know. Devi sounds more like a lady's name. So Deva something. And he would do with this group of four mridanga players mridanga zoli. It would start very slow. Bang. And you had to wait for some time. Bang, bang, bang. You would feel it already coming, the thunder of feeling. And it would accelerate, and then it would become very loud. The reason why this was done is anyone who heard the beautiful mridanga ringing and sounding, the attention was grabbed entirely, was pulled entirely on and taken away from the things of the world. We had this in Sridhar Mayapur this year. Our Naru Gopal, who has studied this subject, has done this with the mridanga players. Who, have you seen? You have seen. Janam, you have seen it. It was good, no? We felt, and we felt we were fixed. And then Narottam came on. First, he paid his obeisances to all the devotees, which is. He would beg them for their kindness that he could sing. And then, listen to this, the devotees were situated at that time. They were sitting. I have done research on this with Naru Gopal. They were not dancing or standing around. They were just sitting to focus themselves. And then Narottam Das Thakur would sing his heart out to Krishna. And as he sang, very slow and long drawn out melodies, like a lover crying for the beloved who is far in the distance, the devotees would be, oh, they would really get the mood of this, it's called Vipralamba, that Vipralamba means in the mood of separation. And if you translate that into English, Vipralamba means to alambana, attain that what is far away in the distance. Should I repeat this again for you? The mood of separation means to attain that which is situated far, far away in the distance. It's the only way you can attain Krishna. You have to feel you are separated now from Krishna, like a drowning man who's separated from the shore, and you have to call as if you are drowning to Krishna. And then, as Srila Prabhupada said, in some ways, this is now totally spiritual, you will meet Krishna like this. When the feelings of separation become very intense, one attains to the stage of meeting Sri Krishna. This is how the kirtan is to be sung. You have to position yourself in a position of being separated from Krishna emotionally and spiritually, and from there only you can attain Krishna. It's almost it's really spiritual. You cannot understand it so much with your mind. Emotionally, you have to become aware how far you are away, and then spiritually you become close. I cannot explain it any better than this. This is how it works. Because Krishna is not a material object, when you're far away from ice cream, that's a separation which cannot be bridged over by thinking, oh no, the next ice cream is in Zada, how will I get it? It's 2 hours by ferry. You will not, by thinking like this, oh no, it's so far away, attain the ice cream. But because Krishna is not different from his name, when you are able to chant with some feeling, Krishna is there. Now, how to get this mood, my dear devotees? How to get this mood? How can you come on this level? My dear devotees, this is something which cannot be taught. Here, my Japa retreat is finished. I can't talk any further. I would say you have to become real. This is how it works for me. That is, you have to get out of your mentally constructed universe where you think everything is alright, or where you just live in your own little sweaty prison. And you have to understand, I'm now separated from Krishna, and it's not good. I'm not happy now. I'm not natural now. I'm under the control of the undertow of Maya, and it always pulls me under. And you have to have to cultivate this, my dear devotees. And I will not today make the mistake to speak about this and try to explain it. You have to find it out yourself. But I can only say, only if you arrive in this spiritual place of feeling Vipralamba, only then you will be able to chant the heart. Only then your sound will reach out of this world and reach the ear of Krishna. Unless you come there, Hare Krishna, you will remain a neophyte in your spiritual life. And you will suffer from being mixed with material. You will suffer from mixed emotions, material emotions mixing into spiritual emotions. That's all I want to say, and I can say on this subject. In the past, I've given long lectures, but I've stopped giving lectures about this because it cannot be taught. you have to find it about yourself. But I think at times you are right on this. But what we can talk about and what we can teach is a situation in which you bring yourself where this feeling will most probably arise. It's the feeling, it's today we will introduce a practice to you called Mona, silence. So, because I will ask you something very intense, I will ask you today to not communicate with any human being. I will ask you today to only communicate with Krishna. You are a devotee of Krishna. You have joined Krishna consciousness. You, when you were young and innocent and fired up, you wanted, you set out on a journey. You left your education, you left your homeland, you left everything, even Dalmatia, if you're born here, to go on the spiritual path. But while you were walking on the spiritual path, most of us have created their own little world again, with our friends, with our people where we communicated. We have settled in a type of comfort zone, which also sometimes can hinder us to get to the next step. Now, when you start separating from the world, by stopping to communicate with the world, you come into a space where you have to find out, okay, now I'm on a space where I have to communicate with the only person I can now, and that's the Lord. Because monam, or silence, means to become materially silent. It doesn't mean to stop the communication with Krishna. Now, because I'm asking you something very big, I will read to you, I will have to now give you some shraddha that this will work for you. And I have no other means than to refer the subject to Prabhupada and ask you to hear what he says about Mona. And we will read this so that you don't think I make this up. And it's from the third canto, chapter 24, text 42. Most probably you will want to make a note of this in your notebook. 3:24:42. Mona, are you ready to hear? Mona means silence. Unless one becomes silent, he cannot think completely about the pastimes and activities of the Lord. One is called a Muni. A Muni makes Mona, when he remains grave and does not talk nonsense. Maharaj Ambarish set a very good example. Whenever he spoke about Krishna. Mona it's necessary then, refraining from nonsensical talking and engaging the talking facility in the pastimes of the Lord. In that way, one can chant and hear about the Lord in order to perfect his life. My dear devotees, today is your day. This is the day which will not come so easy again. It is a day where we have prepared for a day where we are only chanting and hearing about the Lord in order to perfect our life. You will think when you come from the talkative session of society, like all of us, we talk all the time, oh no, a whole day not talking, that's worse than not eating. It is easier, by the way, than not eating. My dear devotees, it's only from 10 o'clock to 10 o'clock. It is not at all difficult. And what will happen to you is the constant material vibration in the mind will stop. The ordinary thoughts which you have, do you know that you have, what was it, in an hour, you have 32,000 thoughts. Some say 50. It's in a ridiculously short amount of time. I have to find this out again. Let us be sure. For sure you have, I think it was 10 minutes, but I don't know. When I first heard the amount, I thought, what, in 1 hour, 50,000 thoughts? But I'm not aware of it. I'm only thinking things like when I'm alone in my room, is I would like an apple or other such foolish things, I think. But I'm not aware of 50,000 thoughts. My dear devotees, what this 50,000 thoughts refer to is that mental noise which is there, like you know, the sound in an old radio, when it is somewhere, it goes. How do we call this?
Static.
Static noise, yes, not ecstatic noise. Static?
Yes.
Static. Huh? That is what it is. It's a constant. Of this, then you can't even know what it says any longer, what is in there. It tells you only one thing: you are the body, you know, and you are the mind. It keeps you an illusion. Now when you've stopped your talk, you will see the first thing is other thoughts come up, and finally, but if you put yourself into the chanting of the holy name, what you will notice is all of a sudden you start to hear the holy name. It's a new experience for you. No one of you has, I don't want to say like this, very few of us have even heard one time the name Krishna. So if you stop this noise, this static noise in your mind by being silent, you will start to listen new things. You will be amazed. Will you try?
Yes!
Some of you really look shocked. You will try.
If it's loud enough, in the initial stage, when you try to stop, it becomes louder.
Yeah, yeah. Maharaji, Chandramouli Maharaj is informing us, when you start to stop, In the initial state, the mind becomes louder. And so on. And you will see how ill the mind is, the material mind. You will see how paranoid it is, what it really is, what you're listening to. But in order for this not to happen, that you are, you know, that the monster raises its head, you will know what it is. I recommend you go and in the kirtan and chant in the kirtan. That is the idea. That's why we sing in the kirtan. We stop with the mental noise, but we start with the spiritual sound. We replace the two things. Have you ever had a slide projector? We have this old slide projector. You go zip, and then you see, for instance, one picture, and then you go zip, and then go zip, and then the next picture comes. So what we will do today is we will go zip, the old sound goes out of your mind, and we go zip, the new sound goes into your mind. This is the idea. But if you only would bring the old sound out and only do monam as a westerner, you would see, ooh, the mind is all of a sudden loud, very loud. So here I will stop. Now I foresee that some devotees, there are two rebellious faces in the crowd who don't want to do this. If you don't want to do it, it is all right. It's not a force, you know. But if you do, if you want to talk, you know, please do this outside of the community of those who practice mona. Please respect their spiritual desire to make an experience and just talk somewhere in the shadow way, as nice shades and good flower fragrance and so on, but not directly there. It's very important that you respect the spiritual path of others. So good. That I think is very necessary, that we support each other in a mood of Krishna consciousness. And what you will see during this exercise is how you will start to rediscover the voice of the soul calling out to Krishna. You will rediscover this. So, yes, Devashi Narada Prabhu.
Some people question, lot of people know that they will have this mona? Because what if this lady for cleaning come and ask, do you like the title in the room?
Thank you very much, Devashi Narada. I would request the devotees who are in the organization team, Govindananda and Balanandi, need to inform maybe Mr. Rako so that he informs his people. Another thing, to have monam working, it's not, you know, that you now start to communicate with language sign. Sorry, Sharanya Thakur, I needed someone to look at it. If you've done this with Madhava, you would look at me and turn me to a pea. So you don't come. The idea is silence, mental silence. So you don't do this with sign language, you know, and you also don't do with glances. You know, the idea is you want to come to a space on your own. The idea is even you just are for yourself, you know. That is, you are now for Krishna. You know, we have this T-shirt. I belong to Krishna. This is now the time to practice this. You know, you belong to Krishna. Our masters always have it on the shirt sometimes. I belong to Krishna. You know, now you can practice this. The idea is just silent. In India, the Mona Babas, often they read the newspapers. And when you ask them a question at time, this is very noisy inside, you know. They write the whole day, they write on a piece of paper, on a chalk mostly. But it's not monam, it's not becoming silent, it's just externally silent. In that way, by becoming doing monam, one can chant and hear about the Lord in order to perfect his life. But this is what we do. Good. We cannot go further because we want to start at 10 o'clock. Please make sure you are here at 10 o'clock. Are there some urgent announcements to be made? No? Then, please, at 10 o'clock, Madhava starts. So, you don't want to miss this. You have a list of chanters there on the entrance to see where the chanting is going on. I recommend you a minimum of 8 hours, and you might like to see how you do this. It's good, of course, if you sit and do some good amount of chanting in one stretch, you know. If you always run in and out the temple room, or now my chanter is going on, now my best chanter is going on. That might be a little difficult. So better, I recommend always 4 in the morning and 4 hours in the evening. That is from 10 o'clock to 2 o'clock and from 6 o'clock to 10.